Hello, welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting, February 20, 2014, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This is PNB Chair Margie Wilkinson presiding. I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll. Adriana?
Janice Lane Hewitt.
Present.
Brian Edward Peter. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Present.
Janet Cobram.
Sorry, I'm present. I was on mute.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazón.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Casneid. Here. Hank Lam.
If you're going to respond, you need to take yourself off mute.
Pound one. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Yusel.
Present and serving under protest.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Janet Coleman.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Manijay Saba. Jean Brown. Benito
here.
Present. Jean Brown.
Present.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lucette King.
Lucette asked for an excused absence.
Tony Norman. Madam Chair, we have 16 directors present.
You didn't call Heather Gray?
Oh, I'm sorry. Heather Gray.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Adriana.
Yeah, I thank you.
Okay, and I think that Summer is on the call. Are you on the call, Summer? Hello? Okay.
Okay. Janice Lane Hewitt, no one called her.
Yes, she was called first.
Yes, she was called. Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we have a quorum, and we are ready to go. I would like to ask someone to be a timekeeper. Is anyone who is willing to volunteer to be a timekeeper?
Oh, I can do that.
Thank you. And
I'm sorry, who's that?
Kim.
Kim, okay. This is such an odd way to meet. It really is helpful if people say their names when they
Sorry.
Say things. That's okay. So Kim Kaufman volunteered to be timekeeper. Thank you very much. And I just heard a couple of beeps. Did some people who weren't called get on the call?
Brian has joined.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
Serene, I'm sorry, for a minute anyway.
Okay, welcome, Serene. All right. So the first item for us to deal with is the issue of the agenda. And so I know that the agenda has been it's been very confusing. And Serene has just sent out a corrected agenda that includes all of the old business, both from the from previous meetings, PNB meetings, and from the DC meeting that we didn't deal with.
When did you send this?
Yeah, that's the thing. It was just a few minutes ago. So let me, I want to make a suggestion that we deal with the agenda that was sent out earlier this week that has the motions that people submitted as of February 13th, and that we take up the question of unfinished business at our next meeting and figure out how to deal with it. That's my suggestion. People,
Richard, to the stack.
Speak to it. Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to move that the under new business item D, motion for the audit of the permanent chair position election. I'd like to move that that be moved up to item 1C, be the next thing addressed.
1C. Oh, after.
Oh, I'll second that. Anna.
After agenda approval, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Janet K. Point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
So I'm still confused about which agenda are we looking at? Are we looking at the original one that was sent out, or the one that was sent out a little while ago?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that we deal with the original agenda that was sent out earlier this week, and that we take up the question of unfinished business at our next meeting.
Kim to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim. Let me ask.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Thank you. Let me do this correctly. I'm going to ask if there's anyone on the call who is willing to put my suggestion into a motion so we can actually be discussing something.
Well, this is a point of information. Can you send it to us? Because I'm looking at the one you just sent out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where that one is and which one that actually refers to.
Okay.
Benito to the stack.
This is a major change. Hold on.
And you, do have a motion on the table.
Okay.
Can you repeat that motion on the table, please? Point of information.
Okay. Richard's motion is that item B, the audit of the 2014 permanent chair position election, be moved up to item C, under item number one, which would make it the first thing we deal with before anything else. So, let me just say that I think it was unfortunate and confusing that the agenda that has all the unfinished business on it was sent out this evening. I understand that Serene has been very busy. So, let me ask if there is any objection to my proposal, which is that we deal with the agenda that was sent out earlier this week, which has, it has all the motions that were submitted this week by the 13th. They were submitted by February 13th, and they've been sent out to you. Let me see. I'll look at the date. This week. It was sent out yesterday. Okay?
Okay.
And it was sent by me.
Point of information?
Yes, what is your question, please? Who is this?
This Janet K. Sorry. Are these agendas accessible by the public?
That's a good question.
It should be.
Should be on the web page. Okay. Are there any objections to that? Let me find that.
I'll have to have an objection unless you can fulfill my point of information, on this agenda, which I wish you would date because I really am not sure which February 20th?
February 19th.
Is that very much significantly different from February 20th?
Yeah.
February
20th can
see around. I'm not ready to vote. I have to find that other agenda.
I understand.
Yeah.
The final agenda that was sent out today includes a great deal of unfinished business, which is appropriate. But people haven't had time to look at it, think about it, because it went out today. So, and just a little while ago. So what I am suggesting is that we deal with the agenda that was sent out earlier that people have had a chance to look at and
are we
about.
And then is it part two of my point of information, and then is this new, then does a new agenda get introduced at some surprise point in this conversation, or are we going to stick religiously to the current agenda?
We're going to stick religiously to the current agenda.
Okay, so on February 19th, is it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
At, I can even tell you what time. It was sent at, 4:40 Pacific time.
Yes, I object.
Okay, what is your objection?
To
now we have to talk about it. I'm sorry?
Postponing unfinished business. That was what your motion was, right?
Yeah, my motion is to postpone unfinished business. Let me see if I have a second.
Benito to the stack.
Well, I want to know if I have a second.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, I have Benito. I second the motion.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Can
who is this?
This is Adriana Casneb.
Okay.
Can we ask people to state their names before speaking and wait to be recognized?
Thank you. Okay, so it has been moved and seconded that we postpone unfinished business to the next meeting and deal with the motions that are before us that were sent earlier this week. Okay?
This is
everybody
Summer Reese. I'd like to note that I'm on the call despite having been inappropriately removed from the list by the chair. Thank you.
From what list?
I've been told by technical staff that you instructed to remove me from the distribution list for the PNB meetings, which is why I didn't receive a notice for this evening. And it's part of my job description. I've written you an entire email on it. A board member was kind enough to send me the call-in letters, but it's inappropriate. It's part of my job duties to attend the meetings, despite being told by you that you could call me if I was needed. It actually is, I'm on the meetings unless you remove me by a vote and say I can't be there. And I highly object to having my staff approached by board members and being given instructions to remove me from a distribution list, which I'm required to be on. And I expect that will not happen again. But that's why I'm 22 minutes late to the phone call. Thank you very much. Please note me for the record, and please take the interim off my title on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're discussing the agenda. People who want to speak to the question of the agenda.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, okay. So what is down there for me as a motion, there's not a motion. I would like to move that up to, I'm driving, so I can't see it, but I think third item on the agenda, these are existing motions. I'm just bringing it to the defense body that may not know that.
Okay, I didn't quite understand what you said, but let's vote. Let's deal with Richard's motion first.
Point of order.
Yes.
And Carolyn on the stacks, please.
What is your question, Benito?
Benito, yeah, my point of order is that it seems to me that deciding on the agenda is the first order of business. After we set the agenda, then we can talk about what goes first, second, and third. So I think that Richard's motion is premature at this moment.
Okay.
We need to,
I think that Richard's motion is an amendment to the agenda, so I will recognize it as that. So Richard's motion we deal with first, which is to move.
Janet, point of information.
Let me just finish.
Point of information, I'm not sure. Are we using the February 19th version?
Yes.
Was that decided? Okay.
Well, it
hasn't
been decided yet. That's the main motion. And Richard's amendment is to move the motion for the audit up to immediately after agenda approval. So, anyone want to
point of order? Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order?
There may be other motions in addition to that first motion that I made. We have just started approving the agenda.
I understand. First, I want to know if there are any more speakers who want to speak on the question of moving that agenda item up immediately after agenda approval.
Well, I have a point of procedure. Carolyn, on the call.
Let me throw this back.
Okay. What is your point of procedure, Carolyn?
Yes, I want to address the executive director's comments and ask you, is that correct that you actually had her removed from the distribution list?
Can we deal with the excuse
Hold
me,
on.
I'm
Benito,
out of order.
Benito,
I'm out of order.
Benito.
Yes,
thank
you are.
You are out of order. Okay. I'm not clear about what Summer is accusing me of, but I don't think that that's what I did. I asked for access to a list that did not include her so that there could be discussions among board members without the executive director being involved in those discussions.
That is completely inappropriate, and I do think she's owed an apology.
I can clarify what I was told.
Okay.
By whom?
Hold on.
I think there's several people out of order here.
Be quiet.
Including yourself.
Let me call people out of order, please.
I'm over here.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Welcome. I am going to ask that we deal with the agenda first, and then we can deal with other issues, okay? So let's deal with the agenda and then talk about whatever other questions people want to talk about.
Put that item
on the agenda, that would be an amendment.
Yes, I'd like to move
Madam
that
Chair.
First, please. I'd like to move that first, then.
All right, so now you want to put that ahead of Richard's motion. Is
I
that
do.
Correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a
second? I'll second that motion.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, point of information.
What is
yes.
the motion?
Please hold on a second. What is your name?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Oh, hi, Janice. Mm-hmm.
I have to admit I'm a bit confused. There's been a reference to two different agendas. Both that I'm looking at have the date on the actual document as Thursday, February 20th. I'm unclear as to what is the February 19th version of the agenda and how that differs from the one I received approximately 1 hour ago.
Okay.
If there's a way to reference the Roman numerals or some other declaration that
sure.
makes it clear to all of us which one we're making decisions on.
Thank you. The agenda that was sent approximately 1 hour ago has a great deal of unfinished business that appears in the agenda before we get to the motions that were noticed this week and placed on the agenda. Could I ask people to mute their phones because there's a lot of cranky noise out there. Okay. All right. So
Madam Chair,
it's a much shorter agenda, and it was emailed to you on the 19th, not
okay.
on the 20th.
I can't see
and
the
it
download.
Does not have just one other point of reference, Madam Chair. Now,
sure.
And then I'm with the floor. So I would be correct in saying it is a document that does not have yellow lettering on the first page of the agenda. Would that
yellow.
Be correct?
Yellow lettering. Oh, okay.
This is Janet Kay. The easiest way to see the difference is item 4 on the old agenda says new business, and item 4 on the one that was just sent says unfinished business.
Thank you so much. I'm now clear. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Okay. Is everybody clear?
No.
Got it?
No. I still can't find the document.
I'll send it again
okay,
right now.
That would
okay?
be fine.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So now Carolyn has made an amendment to Richard's amendment, which is to move of...
No, ma'am. I think that was a separate motion to acknowledge the. I don't know, Carolyn.
No,
you know, give your.
Excuse me, Richard. Excuse me. Carolyn, do I understand your motion correctly? You want the first item of business that we take up to be the issue that Summer raised when she came on the call. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Thank you. Okay. Not an amendment. Separate motion.
It's a separate motion. So, but we, I think we have to take it as an amendment. We have to deal with it somehow. Like it has to be part of, you know, we can't. Either one of them is going to be first. They can't both be first. So,
Madam Chair?
No,
hold on,
order.
Hold on a second. Say, if you wish to speak, please say your name. Thank
George,
you.
George, point of order.
Thank you. Hold
Adriana,
on a second.
That's me.
Okay. Okay. George, Adriana, anyone else?
Lydia.
Okay.
Janet, just to say, please send that document.
Yeah, well, okay, I can only do so many things at once. Hey, could somebody else find it and send it? That would really be helpful. It's the agenda that was sent out yesterday afternoon by me. Okay.
Point of information, this is Kim.
What is your question, Kim?
Well, I think I found it, but then I heard somebody said there it says unfinished business on it, and I'm not seeing where it says unfinished business.
I see. You're right. It doesn't say unfinished business. You're right.
Well, somebody saw that. That's how she's
depressing. Here, I'm sorry.
This is Doreen, please.
Hold on, hold on. I am sending the agenda now.
This is Brian. I just resent it.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so it should pop up in your inbox any second now. And I will. And my list is George, Lydia, Adriana, and Serene. Go ahead, George.
Sir, mine is a point of order.
What is your point of order, Lydia?
Is that you missed, remember I had already spoken to moving my item up to the position that everybody else wants.
Okay. All right.
So
we're gonna
we have three.
I'm not getting it. We're going to have to order these things.
Hold on.
George has the floor. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, thank
ahead,
you.
George.
What I wanted to say was that I think Carolyn's motion is out of order as an amendment to Richard's motion. It doesn't really have anything to do with Richard's motion. I think the way to proceed is take them one at a time and don't treat them as amendments. Vote them up and down, and I don't think you can do it the way it's going. I don't think you can treat them as amendments as a point of order, but as a point of just practicality. It would be much better to simply take a vote on one at a time when they're really quite separate issues. They're all about changing the agenda, but if you're going to have an amendment that really is supposed to be germane to the thing you're trying to amend, and these are really separate motions, so I think they really have to be handled separately.
Okay.
Point of information, Kim?
But George, I have a question before I call on Kim.
Yes.
If we keep vote, how do we sort out what really is number one if we keep voting on them?
Well, you have to keep track of them and change them.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay.
Point
Kim,
of information.
What is your question?
Okay. My understanding is that Richard deferred to Carolyn that he's okay with her motion being first. Is that not correct, Richard or Carolyn?
Please. I get to call on people. So, Richard, is that correct? Richard?
Yes, as I understand things, my motion to move 5B to 1C is the first thing. The second thing is your motion to postpone unfinished business. And the third thing is Carolyn's motion to respond to Summer. And then there may be more amendments proposed after this, too.
Mine was before.
Okay. So let's
and
do
I think
this.
Lydia said something, too. I don't
yes,
know what she
yes,
said.
Yes, she did. So let's, I'm gonna call on the people I have on the list, and then I hope we're ready to start voting. Adriana, did you have something to say?
Yes. Madam Chair, Adriana Casnade, KPFT. First thing, people need to state their name. Second of all, Can we please understand that point of information is not the point to keep information, it's for us for information? And the amendments, we agreed a long time ago, if you want a motion of an amendment, please send it by email in writing. How do you think that we will take and repeat everything that you said? Please. That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Janet Kay, I have another agenda.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Carolyn on the call, please.
I'm calling on Serene.
And Carolyn on the stretch, thank you.
Serene, are you still there? Okay. Carolyn,
Tony was for the stat.
You're right, Tony. Carolyn, you've already spoken twice on this issue, so I think...
I'm sorry, I was cut off the call. I didn't know if I had missed a turn or not, and I'm not even sure what issue, but I simply... Manjay Sapa is in the hospital. I don't know if she wants to excuse absence, or she'll try to get on the call later. She may try to get on the call, but that's her absence right now. Thank you.
Tony.
I would just generally want to speak against this motion. I think we need to proceed with what we have on the agenda. I think this is an item that causes a great deal of confusion. We dealt with this issue primarily in person. So I would just speak strongly that we not change this item on the agenda. We need to proceed with other more important things. That this matter has been resolved and we dealt with this issue. So it's not a priority. We should move up on this.
Point of information, which motion is he talking about?
I'm referring to Richard.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Are we ready to start voting on these things?
No. Please, one more point of order.
Yes?
The attachment that I've downloaded that Brian just sent is dated February 20th.
No. The date that the email was sent is the 19th. Of course, it's
and
the 20th
and it's,
because
well,
the agenda
half a dozen of them for February 20th. So
Janet,
this is the correct one.
Janet.
Yeah.
The one that Brian just sent is the correct one. All the agendas are dated February 20th because it's an agenda for the meeting on February 20th. It was a question of when the original email was sent.
Okay. Well, I think this must be it then.
Yes. It
okay,
is, that
finally,
is the one we're talking about.
Finally,
okay?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Richard. I would request to get to motivate my motion since the director talked against it.
Okay.
This is Janet Kay. I have another item about the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard. You can motivate your motion. And then I will let. Then I think we have to begin voting on these things. I guess we'll just put them in order.
Janet Kay, I have an additional thing to add. So where do
Janet,
I come in?
I'll call on you when Richard's done.
And then Kim to the stack after.
No, point of order. This is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
We can't stack up modifications to the agenda until we voted on Richard's. You don't entertain any more modifications. When we're done voting on Richards, then someone can move another amendment to the agenda.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you. So, Richard, go ahead and motivate your agenda. Somebody needs to mute. We're hearing loud noises.
Maybe a television or something.
Okay.
I would like to speak in favor of moving this up because I think that having a correct permanent chair is the first order of business that we were supposed to take care of in Houston, but I think the election was handled improperly. I think we had a tie that should have resulted in a coin toss. There was certainly a tie the first time, 11-11, and then there was a tie of 2-2 or 1-1, I'm not sure, in the second county, and there was one ballot over in the fifth column. Now, I'm not sure what fifth column means. There's a definition for fifth column, but some kind of political thing. But that certainly shouldn't have counted toward anything. It might have been a political statement.
Rich.
Who knows what it was. Therefore, that election was invalid.
and we need to have a valid election to proceed.
Anyone timing?
Yeah. Are you timing, Kim? Kim?
I wasn't timing that. So I said, what is it, 90 seconds?
90 seconds, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. All right. So can we so Richard's motion is to move this the thing called the audit of the 2014 election to immediately after this approval of the agenda is concluded. So I'm going to ask the secretary to take the vote. Is that all right? Are we ready for this? So it would be this would now become item number 1 or whatever. Item 1C.
If we vote yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Point of order or point of information, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet, what is your point of information?
Are the votes going to be taken, roll call, all the votes?
That's the only way we can do it on the phone. We have no other
okay.
choice.
Very good.
Okay, Adriana.
This is Kim. I'm sorry I was on mute. I'm sorry, I have one more point of information.
What is your question?
If this fails, does that mean it stays in the same place?
Yes, it stays in the same place on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Adriana, please call the roll.
Janice Lane Beard.
I vote yes.
Brian Edward Skipper.
No.
Jose Luis Roman.
No.
Janet Colvin.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
I pass.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Lydia Brasson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Casnabo. No. Hank Lam.
No.
George Ryder.
It is.
Yes. Richard Yusuf.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton. Carolyn Burton.
So sorry, I was muted. I vote yes.
Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman.
Sorry, I didn't know I was muted. Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Green votes no.
Marie J. Saba. Jean Brown.
Jean Brown votes no.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay.
Point of Lizette King was not called.
She's
Lizette
not on
King
the call.
Is asked for an excuse absent.
Adriana, George, point of order.
Did you get my vote?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
George, point of order.
Yes, George, what
may
is your
I,
point
may
of order?
May I finish the count?
You're please? Supposed to go back and call the votes that passed.
Oh,
call for the votes.
I'm sorry, Margie?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
And George? George
already voted.
I also abstain.
We have 8 yes, 11.
That's what I got.
I'm sorry, what is it? 8 to 11?
I think it's, actually, I think it was 7 yes, but I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, it again. At 7 yes, 11 no, and 2 abstentions.
All right, so that motion failed. So the next motion is Carolyn Burden's motion.
No, Lydia was first.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lydia, next.
Yes, so my motion is to move my item about executive sessions, which is not a motion, and it's just a reminder to the board about a motion that exists, and to after agenda approval, so 1C.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair. You had a motion to move, postpone the unfinished business, and then Carolyn had a motion before Lydia's motion.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. I don't think Lydia's, I don't understand exactly what Lydia's thing is, but.
I don't either.
Okay.
Someone should make it clear.
Yeah, Lydia, could you please explain? I don't exactly understand what you're suggesting. You don't have a motion, but you want to remind us about something? Is that it?
Well, yes, my understanding was that the in-person meeting, I learned that our executive sessions weren't being recorded, and so somewhere something has gotten lost. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the body so that they are recorded. That motion has not been rescinded. That's all.
Okay.
Point of information, what? I'll send it by email.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. Now, Carolyn's motion is to move the issue that Summer
Margaret,
Rae...
you had your motion first.
Point of order, was Lydia's motion seconded?
It doesn't matter. She's going to send us something. She's not...
It's not a motion.
I noticed the item a week ago.
Okay. So now we're going to deal with Carolyn's motion, which is to take up the issue that Summer raised.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
You had a motion that was right after mine.
Hold on, Richard. My motion is we're going backwards, and that's the way it works. Okay, so my motion is the main motion, and we're dealing with amendments. And Carolyn's motion is next, which is, as I understand it, to move the issue that Summer raised to immediately after agenda approval. Is that correct, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this?
All right. I'd like to motivate the motion.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think that if Summer's account is correct, you have no reason to believe it's not. You'll tell us if it is. I do believe that she's owed an apology from yourself personally, but also the board. I consider it just part of the general harassment that's been going on of our executive director, and I strongly object.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this?
Richard,
hold on a second.
I'm trying.
I'm sorry. One person
sorry.
At a time.
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes. Serene?
Okay. Thanks. So, as far as I know, the PNB, the main PNB to which the notices are sent, is one thing, and the ED is on that list, and to my knowledge has always been on that list. I say always, certainly for all of last year, right, which is my only time on the board, on the national board.
Can you talk up a little louder?
I actually can't. I'm in ICU. This is as good as it gets, so I'll just ask your forbearance. There are other lists on which the ED is not present, but to my knowledge, those are not the lists to which the notices are sent. There have been a number of problems.
Point of order.
Yeah.
We're getting lost in the weeds. The question is whether to put it on the agenda.
This is
we shouldn't be discussing
it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I actually don't think it's appropriate for the agenda because I don't think the technical people who are in a position to answer the questions about the problem are available. So it'll just be spinning wheels and cross accusation.
Okay, thank you. is there any further discussion on the motion?
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I think the reason we don't have technical people available to respond to that, as the last speaker just mentioned, is that systematically the majority has voted to keep our legal advice and HR advice away from us. The motions that
Richard,
were
theoretically... Richard, I'm sorry. I'm just asking you to speak to why you think it should be on the agenda, okay?
I'm saying it should be on the agenda because of those reasons. That just like the other person said, that they're not there. I'm saying that's why we should put it on the agenda and be upfront about it, because I think that the way the ED has been treated puts us in a very bad position, very awkward position.
Excuse me. Please, let him finish.
I spoke point of order before.
Point of information.
Hold on a second. Let Richard finish, okay? He's got the floor. Let him finish. I hope Kim is giving him extra time because of the interruption. And I ask everybody to hang on a second. Just let him finish. Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you. So, therefore, I think that... it's important that we address the way the board is treating our executive director. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask the secretary to take the roll?
Point of order, sir.
I have a point of information,
all
Benito.
Right. What is your question, Benito?
I know we're setting the agenda.
Yes, and I'm hoping to finish very soon.
Yeah, but I also... had the idea that, correctly or incorrectly, that you can't just make motions off the top of your head, that you have to notice them 7 days ahead of time, which is the rule that Richard enforced all last year. And so I'm confused that we are adding motions here that were not previously on this agenda. This is February 19th agenda. So it's just a question. Excuse me.
Hold on.
It's just a question.
Okay, I understand your
question. In terms of procedure.
Yes, and actually, I think you're probably right that... this motion is probably out of order because it was not noticed in advance.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Madam
Chair, I ask for a point of order first. This is Lawrence.
Okay.
Lawrence, I asked before you did. This is Hank.
Okay. Hang on. I am going to say that we can that this motion to take up the question that Summer just asked should not be on this agenda, but should be on noticed for a future agenda. And that is my ruling. Can we move on now?
Do you want to consider the points of order first, Madam Chair?
Yeah, point of order.
Okay. I heard Lawrence, Hank.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Hank, I'm just going to do points of order. Hank, what is your point of order?
Well, I just had a... Who are you calling on, Jeff?
I'm calling on Hank, and then I'll call on Lawrence. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point of order was that there was no discussion in the motion about attorneys or anything of the like. And your response was that our technical people weren't there. There's no attempt to exclude lawyers. There's no attempt to exclude technical people or HR.
We have
a statement from HR.
Hank,
we have tech people at all meetings.
Hank,
you know.
That's not really a point of order. That's argument. So a point of order is...
Pardon me.
Okay, that's
pardon
all right.
Me. It's not like anybody else does it.
Lawrence.
I'd like to address a point of order in regards to... these multiple motions on the floor, that the recording secretary should be recording each new motion as it is moved. If there is any confusion as to which motion is next, the recording secretary should be able to read from her notes and inform the board of the order in which it should be addressed. And that's from a listener at... Okay.
I agree with you, and that means that motions need to be sent forward.
Point of order, this is Lydia.
Yes, do you mind
the body about the rule, the standing rule, 2-4, 2 against for agenda items?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lydia.
You're welcome.
Okay. This discussion is closed, and I have ruled Richard's amendment out of order. We are now ready for Janet's amendment.
Point of order.
Who is this, please? Say
George.
Hi, George. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to keep it straight, you actually ruled Carolyn's motion out of order. It wasn't challenged. Richard's motion was voted on and failed.
Right.
So.
That's right. Thank you. Correct.
Carolyn would like to challenge the rule.
And Madam Chair, this is Richard. I had a point of order, and you haven't called on me on it.
Well, I was about to call on you on it. What is your point of order, please?
My point of order is that the director was wrong. People can bring motions to this. They just have to get a majority approval to get it added to the agenda. The seven-day thing is that if you get it in 7 days, it theoretically gets put on the written agenda. But anybody and everybody can bring motions at this time.
Kim, to the staff.
Benito, to the point of personal privilege.
Hold on a second. I think
Carolyn, to the staff.
Hold on. Just a minute. I'm asking help from the people, the Roberts Rules people. It's in order to add something to an agenda at the meeting. Is it a majority vote or is it a two-thirds vote?
This is George.
Yes.
What I believe our bylaws say is it actually is in contradiction to what Richard said, that if you want it on the agenda, you have to do it 7 days in advance. Usually, if you want to change an agenda which has already been set, then you have to have a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
So,
point of order, this agenda has not been set.
I know that, but it's also the case that the motion didn't have 7 days advance notice.
Point of order.
Hold on.
This is Brian. I concur with George.
Okay, thank you. So let me see if I understand this. If a motion is made that does not have 7 days advance notice, the only... Can we put it on the agenda if it gets a two-thirds vote?
This is Lydia.
I'm asking George and Brian.
I don't think so. The bylaws seem to be pretty clear about that.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Brian.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Just a minute, Richard.
Well,
hold
before
on.
Point of information, I
hold
got a
on.
Point of personal privilege.
Hold on.
We'll just deal with what, yes.
I'll take up those things. I'll take this in a minute. I've asked Brian if he can...
Yeah, that's on him.
Yes?
Sure. So it's...
Hey, somebody put your phone on mute. There's a conversation going on back there. Go ahead, Brian.
What our bylaws say, and I think I saw you send the citation out, is that any meeting that happens over the telephone is a special meeting. And Robert says a special meeting means... you can't take up anything that wasn't put in the call to the meeting or the notice to the meeting. And basically that has to do with the rights of the people who aren't in the meeting, right? It's to prevent a body from springing something in the middle of a meeting that other folks didn't know would come up.
Okay.
There's different areas of rights in Roberts. One of them is the rights of absentees.
Point of order.
Okay, so I've heard two points of order. Please state your names.
And I have a point of personal privilege before that. Benito.
Benito, what is your... Let's see. Somebody tell me, does a point of personal privilege come before a point of order?
I'm not sure. I don't
All right.
Been waiting
a
long time.
I'm going to take the point of
order. Madam Chair, point of order is takes precedent over anything on the floor, I believe.
Okay. I heard Janet Coleman, and I don't know who the other person was with a point of order.
Richard had a point of information.
Okay. What is your question, Richard?
My question is that we've had two comments about this amendment procedure, and I'd like to, for somebody that stated that, to give us some Robert's rules. It's not in the bylaws. It's a Robert's rules rule, and I think they're wrong, and I'd like to see it stated what the Robert's rules is instead of just.
I'd be glad to read the bylaws.
It's not
in the bylaws. It's in Robert's rules.
I just sent it. Oops, it didn't go through.
Okay. I'm going to ask George to go ahead and read the bylaws.
It says, special meetings shall require only 7 days advance notice, but shall also require telephonic notice by leaving a message at the telephone given the foundation secretary and for such notice by each director, and shall specify the purpose of the meeting. No additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to reiterate my ruling that this motion, Carolyn's motion, is out of order and can be placed on a future agenda, but is not
point of order.
Yeah, point of order, please. Mrs. Kim.
Kim and then Janet.
I'm going to get there. Hang on, everybody. Janet was first. Go ahead, Janet.
No, I wasn't actually. Kim was first.
It doesn't matter. I'm calling on you first.
All right.
What's your?
I object to the characterization of the agenda as a published agenda that was available to the public. We didn't even get that agenda. We got three agendas, and we didn't know which one we were going to use. So how can the public? So why is this notice of any interest to us now? We are obviously doing this in a very ad hoc fashion, making a choice among three agendas.
Thank you.
And now we're being called upon to say we notice that the public notices one. I'd like to know which one.
Kim, what is your point of order? I'm sorry, Janet. I can't answer that question because I don't have time to go to the
Well, you're the chair. You're working from one from some agenda, and
yes.
I don't think it's a noticed one.
We're all working from the same agenda. Kim, what is your point of order?
Basically the same. If this was not a properly noticed agenda, and then to say, well, you can't make any changes except for 7 days in advance, well, that assumes that the agenda was sent out 7 days in advance, which it clearly wasn't.
Okay.
And point of order?
There is no purpose to this meeting tonight since there's not been an agenda notice to anyone.
We're doing the best we can.
We're not.
Excuse
Let's
me.
Get these rules straight.
You are not
point of order.
You are not recognized.
Thanks.
I wasn't unrecognized. I hadn't finished my statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you timing yourself?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Go ahead. Finish.
Well, my time just went on, but I want to say we need to get rules about this. You know, it was promised at the in-person meeting that you would send out the agenda a week in advance.
Okay. You're right. Okay, now.
The draft agenda did go out a week in advance.
Pardon me?
And asked. The draft agenda did go out a week in advance. And
point of order, the public did not see that draft and hasn't yet.
We can't, correct. We can't talk about this right now. I'm
Why
sorry.
Not?
Why not?
Because
this is something the public needs to know.
This is the first meeting established.
I'm sorry. I am chairing this meeting, and I will not recognize people who do not say their names and ask for the floor. So,
Lawrence Reyes, point of information, Chair.
What is your question,
Lawrence? Carolyn Burden, point of information.
What is your question, Lawrence?
Did you just make a ruling? And I believe if you make a ruling, we have to vote on that ruling.
No, you don't have to vote on it unless somebody challenges me.
Somebody did.
Who?
Carolyn challenged your ruling.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Carolyn, did you challenge the ruling of the chair?
I did, indeed.
Is there a second to Carolyn's challenge?
Second.
Okay. I think.
And
I'm
this
right.
is Richard. I have a point of order, too.
What is your point of order, Richard?
Point of order is that in Roberts, Section 41, under Agenda and Program. It says the order of business for that session is adopted by a majority vote. You can bring things, and they be adopted by a majority vote.
Okay. I think that's probably in constitution for our bylaws. Right now, we are dealing with the ruling of the chair, which has been challenged by Director Burden. And my ruling is that this agenda item is not properly noticed for tonight's meeting. It can be taken up at a future meeting, but it should not be added to the agenda tonight. That is my ruling.
I would like to speak to that if I may.
Please, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Say your name.
Carolyn Burden.
Thank you.
W-B-A-I.
Okay.
If, in fact, the characterization of a special meeting is one at which no motions can be brought except they are noticed with 7 days' notice, we have been acting illegally for the last several years. I think that that is, right now we need to address the fact that we have a problem, and it's a problem with procedure and protocol, and I think we need to straighten that out before we go any further. There was a separate...
Yes, that's my purpose back.
Excuse me, I'm not finished yet. There was a separate list set up without the executive director's name on it. To its very purpose, so there is no need for her to be removed from the only list which she's on, to which she is more than entitled to be on, and in fact we need her to be on that list. So I really object strenuously to the action that you took, and I think that whatever the motive, it was done, but I think that the executive director deserves an apology and an assurance that it won't happen again.
Okay, all right.
Benito, I'm still waiting.
Hold on. Benito, you're waiting for your point of personal privilege?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What is it?
Simply that I've brought this issue up before based on telephone conversation.
No, Benito. A point of personal privilege means that, you know, the room's too cold, you can't hear somebody. This is not... You can't use a point of personal privilege to argue the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood, but I've seen people on this PMB repeatedly use personal privilege to respond to something that was said about them or something they said.
Oh, I see. You may, if your name was called, you may respond to that, but I don't recall that anyone used your name.
Well, my name, Benito, was not called. It was referred to.
Okay. Well,
doesn't count.
Okay. It doesn't count.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, that's cool.
Adriana.
I called the question.
Thank you.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Kim?
What is the question? What are the rules here?
Okay. The question is...
Was the agenda noticed 7 days ago? No. What are our rules going to be?
Kim, we'll talk about that. Right
when?
Now. Right now.
When?
We can talk about it. You put it on the agenda, we'll talk about it. Right now, we are voting on the ruling of the chair. Adriana has called the question. Are there any objections to voting on the ruling of the chair?
Yes. Yes, I have an objection. We don't have...
You don't want to vote on it?
And two again? Do we have two
point
four
of,
and two again?
We've had
point
more than
order,
two
Madam
four
Chair,
two again.
Richard, Richard
you,
point of
no.
order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Richard?
The members made a point of order, and there was no ruling about the agenda not being properly noticed.
Because we haven't dispensed
I am sorry. We are going to vote on the ruling of the chair that this item is not going to be on the agenda tonight. It can be on a future agenda. That's my response to Kim's motion as well. I'm asking if there's any further discussion on the ruling of the chair.